President. May I take this opportunity to draw your attention to the human rights situation of Turkish Cypriot people who are one of the equal parties together with Greek Cypriots in Cyprus. The issue of unjust isolation imposed on the Turkish Cypriot side has still not been addressed. Almost 14 years have elapsed since the report of the then UN Secretary General in 2004, where it was clearly stated that there exists no rationale for pressuring and isolating the Turkish Cypriots. It is widely accepted that the continuation of these inhuman embargoes, which encompass all walks of life, serves no purpose other than to exasperate the discrepancies between the two sides and wrongfully disadvantage one of them. There is an increase in number as well as in the frequency of attacks and incidents perpetrated against Turkish Cypriots in South Cyprus, and they continue to remain mainly unpunished. A Turkish school has still not been established in South Cyprus for the past 22 years. There are still no mosques designated for unrestricted and continuous worship by the Muslim Turkish Cypriots as well as for other Muslim communities in the Greek Cypriot side. Many Turkish Cypriots are prevented from crossing to South Cyprus on the basis of their